Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're digging into something tiny but surprisingly important. Golf spikes. Especially when you think about playing golf here in South Africa, right? The courses are just so different. Why do these little things under your shoes matter so much? So our mission, and we're leaning heavily on the guide from the Golf Day Buddy app here, is to figure out which spikes really are the best fit for you and, you know, the specific course you might be playing on any given weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, golf spikes, put simply, they're just those little things under your golf shoes that help you stick to the ground. And choosing the right ones, well, that helps your balance, helps your power when you swing. That's a huge benefit right there.
Okay, let's unpack that. The guide from the Golf Day Buddy app mentions two main types, soft and metal. What's the actual difference, like in simple terms?
Right. So think of it like this. Metal spikes, they really dig in, they grab the ground hard, great grip, but they can be quite tough on the grass, especially the greens. Soft spikes, on the other hand, they're usually made of plastic or maybe rubber. They're designed to be much gentler on the course surface. And what's really interesting, you see this a lot in places like the Western Cape or maybe KwaZulu-Natal. Many courses actually ask you, sometimes require you, to use soft spikes. It's all about keeping the course in beautiful condition. That's a benefit for everyone playing there.
Ah, okay. That makes sense. And that highlights the localization point, doesn't it? South African courses are incredibly varied. You've got those sandy coastal links, maybe like you find in the Eastern Cape. And then you get the really hard, often dry inland parklands, like up in Gauteng. The guide says this variety is exactly why picking the right spike is so crucial.
It really is. And beyond just the course, why does the right spike help you, the golfer? Well, the biggest benefit is probably stability. And, importantly, safety. Think about playing on a wet day, maybe after some rain. The Golf Day Buddy app guide points out that soft spikes, they often prevent slipping better than metal spikes might in those conditions. Less slipping means fewer chances of twisting an ankle or, you know, taking a tumble. Reduces injury risk.
Yeah, safety first. But here's where it gets really interesting for your game, I think. The guide links that stability directly to your swing. If you feel stable, planted, you can swing more freely, right? More confidence. And that apparently leads to better energy transfer, more power, basically, which at the end of the day could mean better scores. The guide specifically mentions Durban Country Club, beautiful course, often quite lush and maybe damp, where soft spikes are a really smart choice, especially on wet grass, for exactly that reason.
Absolutely. That confidence in your footing is huge. It lets you really commit to the swing without holding back because you're worried about slipping. And another benefit that stands out, comfort. It might seem small, but good spikes, the right spikes for the condition, they actually reduce how tired your feet get walking 18 holes. Less fatigue means you can focus purely on your game, not aching feet. Big plus.
So pulling this all together, what does it mean for you listening? Well, the Golf Day Buddy app guide really shows there isn't one best spike. It really depends on where you're playing in South Africa, the course conditions that day, and maybe also how much you want to help keep those greens healthy.
Yeah, that's the key takeaway. The choice between metal, which gives that really strong grip, especially on harder ground and soft spikes, which are gentler, more versatile, often better in the wet, it's a critical one. And if you think bigger picture, choosing the right equipment, even down to the spikes, it shows you're thinking about your performance, sure, but also about respecting the course itself.
So here's a final thought to maybe mull over. Given how much course conditions can change across South Africa, week to week, region to region, maybe the real answer is you actually need more than one type of spike. Or, at least, be ready to change them out. Definitely something to think about. And for all the details, remember to check out that full guide on the Golf Day Buddy app.